With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military says it carried out a targeted strike in Tehran that killed several key military leaders there. That includes the head of Iran's Basij forces. That's the one that played a central role in crackdowns on the recent protesters. Israel calls his killing a significant blow to Iran's security command structure. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar pushing back on a statement by several Western leaders who called for talks and de-escalation in Lebanon. He said via the BBC that Iran proxy Hezbollah has been launching a steady stream of attacks against Israeli civilians.
Under Iranian direction, Hezbollah joined the war against Israel. So far, it has launched around 2,000 missiles and drones at Israel.
President Trump says he did not anticipate Iran targeting its Middle East neighbors after the U.S. and Israeli airstrikes.
They weren't supposed to go after all these other countries in the Middle East. Those missiles were set to go after them. So they hit Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait. Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
The radical Muslim group Boko Haram suspected in a massive bombing in northern Nigeria.
Police in Nigeria say suspected suicide bombers have killed over 20 people and injured more than 100 in Maiduguri. The attack on Monday night is one of the northeastern city's deadliest in years. Residents and emergency workers reported three blasts in crowded areas, including a major market and the entrance to a hospital. No group so far has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but suspicion has quickly fallen on the Boko Haram jihadi group, which in 2009 launched an insurgency in northeastern Nigeria to enforce their radical interpretation of Sharia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. British lawmakers take on pornography. Here's Michael Harrington.
The House of Lords has passed a series of amendments to its online porn law that ban images of children or of violent behavior. All these things are banned in laws governing physical pornography, but online platforms were not covered. The United Kingdom has been moving to curtail smut on the Internet in recent years, passing statutes that many evangelical leaders and decency advocates here in the U.S. wish that Congress would copy. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attacks on synagogues all around Europe and North America have Jewish people on edge. Carrie Sleeper of the Secure Community Network, a Jewish security organization, told the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, quote, "We are in the midst of the most elevated and complex threat environment the Jewish community and this country has seen in modern history. Anti-Semitism was already surging in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel." This is SRN News. Here's Greg Clugston now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Medical device maker Stryker says it has contained a cyber attack that caused widespread disruption to its businesses. An Iran-linked hacking group claimed responsibility. Amazon has started offering faster U.S. deliveries of selected products for an extra fee.
Customers in more than 2,000 areas can now get orders from among 90,000 items delivered in 3 hours. The charge is $4.99 for Amazon Prime members and $14.99 for non-members.
Lisa Dwyer says Amazon will also deliver some items in just 1 hour for an extra $10 to $20. Delays at the nation's airport security checkpoints continue as TSA staffers are stretched thin. Many workers aren't showing up for work because they haven't been paid in a month. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More at SRNnews.com.